Hey, Jonathan.
Hi, Farah.
So today we have a quiz about the Nickelodeon show Double Dare.
Mm-hmm.
So millennial game show nostalgia speed round. What show challenged kids to assemble a statue in the Shrine of the Silver Monkey?
That was Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What was the kids' version of Jeopardy called?
They called it Jep.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Right.
What show challenged a high schooler to do a dangerous science project for a cash prize?
Oh, that was Breaking Bad. From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Ask me another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. We have a great show for you. Four brilliant contestants are here to play our nerdy games. They're backstage comparing homerooms, but only one will be our big winner. And our guests are two talented actors and directors, Amy Simons and Melissa Joan Hart. You know Melissa from the teen series Sabrina the Teenage Witch. So on that show, she could magically conjure up an outfit, any outfit that she wanted. And guess what? As a teenager, I actually had that ability too. It's called shoplifting. But like Sabrina in episode 35, I also had my power stripped from me. Thanks a lot, security guards at Contempo Casuals. Our first game is about tongue twisters. We'll find out if our contestants know why Fuzzy Wuzzy has no hair. So let's meet them. First up, Susanna Page Katz on buzzer number one. You bust people who commit internet fraud.
That's right.
Welcome. Your opponent is Ayelet Brin on buzzer number two. You're getting your PhD in Jewish American history. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Susanna and Ayelet, the first of you who wins two of our games, will go on to our final round. So let's start with a word game called Untwisted Tongue Twisters. We threw a throng of common tongue twisters through a thesaurus. You were going to ring in and guess the original tongue twister.
For example, if I said crimson cowhide, flaxen cowhide, you would answer red leather, yellow leather.
Here we go. That woman runs a business near the ocean where she peddles a selection of mollusk exoskeletons. I yell it.
She sells seashells by the seashore?
That is correct, yeah. So that tongue twister is actually based on a real woman. According to Forbes, her name is Mary Anning from Dorset in the UK. And as a child in the early 1800s, she sold fossils to help support her family. All right.
That's a less fun version of...
Yeah, she went on to be a great paleontologist.
Well, that's good.
Exactly.
That ended well.
Starting with the seashell thing.
That's good.
Yeah.
A man whose family name represents wind instrument players collected 8 quarts of vegetables submerged in brine. Ayelet.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pipple. Peter Piper picked a peck.
So that's all right. You got to keep going.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers?
That is correct.
Hard.
These are our tongue twisters. We're allowed to have some twisted tongues when we say
yeah, that's the whole point of them. Twisters. That makes them fun.
That's right.
I'm yelling, you're yelling, everyone's yelling to receive a frozen dairy dessert. I yell it.
I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
Yeah, that's right. That's the slogan for my family without the ice cream part.
What is the quantity of tree material that a groundhog might throw on the condition that a groundhog is indeed capable of throwing said tree material? I yell it.
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Yeah, you got it. That's right.
A jury member from the countryside, also a fictional film within the 30 Rock universe. I yell it.
The Rural Juror?
Yeah, that's right. I love that the pop culture knowledge needed for the show is not only films, but films that are fictional films within other television series.
It's a spice often paired with sugar, plus a word that means the same thing as another word. He said cryptically.
Should we go to puzzle guru Greg Pliska for a hint?
Absolutely. It's a spice that you would pair with sugar on toast, perhaps? Or a...
Susanna.
Something about cinnamon, but I don't know what.
Or a word that means the same thing as another word.
A cinnamon synonym?
Yes!
Sure.
Well done. This is your last clue. How do you tell the difference between each of those women on broomsticks casting spells? I yell it.
Which witch?
Give me just a
Which witch is which?
There, that's good, yeah. All right, Puzzle Guru Greg Pliska, how did our contestants do?
Ayelet, well done. You're one step closer to the final round.